Paul Durham have had some tough times against Notts over the years, but that was a very controlled and well-executed performance from the lads tonight.
Yeah, well, to be honest, we didn't really look at that too much. We just knew, obviously, the last few years they've won the majority of the games, but we didn't look at that. We just backed our skills and executed it really well.
Got a few of the younger lads coming in higher up the batting order. You were one of them, and they've moved Paul Collingwood down and Scott Borthwick down to try and add a bit of stability late on, and it seemed to have worked because Paul particularly added 44 late on, which gave you a good score to defend, didn't it?
Yeah, well, obviously, Collie's got a great amount of experience, whatever situation he comes in at, so we just kind of float 6, 7, 8, and roles change within the game, so...
What's the game plan when you're out there? Because you're one of the fastest in the team between the stumps. Lots of quick singles and twos and threes.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much how I look to get running. I just, like you said, hit in the outfield and try and get back for twos, threes as often as I can.
178 was a decent platform, wasn't it? You had something to defend, but, I mean, I don't imagine anybody in their wildest dreams would have imagined such a comprehensive victory. 66, you've bowled them out for their lowest score in a T20 against you.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. The ball is all... hit the lengths and everything we tried, we just backed our ability again and it seemed to come off tonight. So
it's been a hard week for Durham on the bowling front down at Nottingham. They've lost three players through injury. You were up here as a 12th man for England, weren't you? But I bet you were raring to get the ball back in your hand tonight and be back in action again.
Yeah, you've obviously got to look forward to every time you bowl, and I just love being out there at the minute, so hopefully I can keep getting on the park and bowling overs.
And it's a bit of a savage world, T20, because sometimes you wonder who would want to be a bowler in it. I mean, the first game at Worcester, you and Barry were given a pretty torrid time by Tom Caller-Cadmore. You've both bounced back with excellent performances last week at Lancashire, and then you've both pulled off career bests again tonight.
Yeah, it is career best. But like you said, it's T20, and you can bowl exactly the same as I have there, and it just not happened for you on the night. So you've just got to keep doing what you do and almost hope for the best, but...
Are you relishing your opportunity, you and the younger lads who are performing, really, the backbone of the side at the moment in the T20, because you haven't got an overseas player? It's a lot of youth in this team.
Yeah, there's a lot of youth, but like I said, everyone backs each other, and that's obviously how a team works. If everyone backs each other up, that's obviously the start of a good team. So,
got a busy few days coming up. You've got to go to Edgbaston on Friday night to play Warwickshire, then the very next afternoon Leicester, then you've got 2 1-dayers coming up against Leicester and Derby in the space of 4 or 5 days, so there's a lot of travelling on the road and a lot of white ball cricket coming up.
Yeah, there is a lot of white ball cricket coming up, but obviously on the road quite a bit. I'm sure we'll be ready for all of it. So,
and generally it's going to be quite a good camp tonight, isn't it? A fairly boyish camp heading off down to Edgbaston on the back of a win like this.
Yeah, it's great to be heading down there off the bat of such a good win, because obviously the side's filled with confidence, so hopefully we can do the same down there.